Washington State employees should not be allowed to travel to Victoria, B.C. on business. That is a rule that State Representative Jeff Morris wants to put in place. It's already been okayed by the State House of Representatives. And why? You might be asking yourself, Victoria, B.C.? Lovely place. Well, it comes down to sewage.
Victoria, while having all this image of being an eco-tourist haven, is dumping, you know, the equivalent of 4,500 semi-truckloads of raw sewage and chemicals into the Strait of Juan de Fuca every day. So it's crucial right now that we make them aware that we're watching, our patience has run out, and we need to see a result by the end of the month with them picking a site to actually shovel dirt and get something built to treat raw sewage.
Washington State Representative Jeff Morris there, Democrat from the San Juan Skagit-Whatcom area, and he's pushing for a broader tourism boycott of Victoria if they don't get their act together by the end of this month. So let's learn about this now with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Bill.
Will you remind us why it is that for 20 years Victoria has poured raw sewage into the water between you and us?
People are so impatient down there. I mean, it's only been 23 years.
Right.
We promised to do something about this. We actually headed off the last threatened tourism boycott in 1993 by promising to build a sewage treatment plant. And we're still intending to build one. I don't want you to get the idea that we've given up on it.
Mm-mm.
But look, I mean, I can't, sarcasm aside, I can't really fault the argument that patience has run out.
Well, we treat our sewage. What's BC's problem?
Well, an awful lot of people here is patience has run out. Look, I'm paying for a sewage treatment plant on my taxes, on my property taxes. They just can't agree where to put it. And actually, I think the threatened boycott, I think, may have an effect. The region here needs pressure put on it because they can't agree where to put this thing. Nobody wants to take it. And our national government has offered to pay a third of the cost, but they've said their time is running out. Our provincial government has offered to pay a third of the cost, but their patience is running out. And I actually think if patience is running out south of the border, that may just be the pressure that is needed. The regional government here, I mean, this would be hilarious if it weren't happening to my own regional government, is going back and looking seriously at the site they had chosen before for the sewage treatment plant, at the site where they spent millions of dollars getting the site ready for the plant, where it's supposed to have been built by now, and which was rejected by the local government. They then stalled for several years looking at other options, and they've concluded that the original idea was probably the best one. And it now looks as if that might be where they actually build the sewage treatment plant one of these days.
Does Victoria care whether our state workers travel there? Be honest.
I don't think that's the impact. I think okay. It really is that Washington State is a huge source of tourism here. Goodwill is a major factor here. The Canadian dollar is down, and we're actually hoping for a very good year in tourism. And I think, in all fairness, everybody here would have to recognize that the state of Washington has been awfully patient about this. It was Governor Mike Lowry, remember him?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Who made the deal with Premier Mike Harcourt, which is...
I was like a younger man then.
Yeah. Seven or eight premiers ago,
yeah.
That we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, don't boycott us for tourism. We're going to do this. So really, seriously, I actually think that any pressure that can be put on here is probably a good thing, and I don't blame people for having their patience having run out a long time ago.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, that's our time today. Thanks for telling us about this.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Representative Jeff Morris, a Democrat from upper western Washington state, looking to put a travel ban on state employees getting state money to go to Victoria, B.C. because of the outflow. This is KUOW's The Record.